Senator John Edwards' failure to win either of the two southern primaries on Tuesday has led to questions about the future viability of his campaign. But Edwards said yesterday he plans to campaign in Wisconsin each day until Tuesday's primary and has no intention of withdrawing from the race. From La Crosse, Wisconsin, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
In his stump speeches, John Edwards likes to boast that he's an optimist, and even now, after being soundly defeated in Tennessee and Virginia, Edwards is acting no less optimistic about his chances of winning the nomination. Crisscrossing Wisconsin yesterday, his campaign projected nothing but confidence.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president, the next president of the United States, John Edwards.
Edwards is in the middle of a three-day Wisconsin campaign swing that took him yesterday to towns like Janesville and La Crosse. While John Kerry hasn't been to Wisconsin in 8 months, Edwards, a self-described underdog, is trying to become a familiar face to the state's voters.
I'll be here in Wisconsin campaigning every day between here and the primary because I'm here to earn your vote, to earn your support. You're proving here this morning that we're going to have an election in Wisconsin, not a coronation, right?
Despite suggestions from some Democrats that Edwards get out of the race, the senator says he has no plans to do so. Indeed, he predicts his support will grow because Wesley Clark has withdrawn. Edwards is putting special significance on the Wisconsin contest, hoping a strong showing here will slow Kerry's momentum and position him as Kerry's lone opponent.
I think the voters here have a tradition of being very independent. I think they're going to evaluate each of us on our own merits. I'm going to campaign very vigorously through Tuesday. And what I've seen is this message of change and hope is one that resonates with voters if it gets through and they hear it.
Among voters who heard him yesterday, Edwards picked up some support. Nancy Hansen Bennett, a retired executive in Janesville, says she's hesitant to support Kerry because she's skeptical of politicians from the Northeast. But she connected with Edwards and left the candidate's event wearing several of his buttons.
He seems honest, and I guess I like a southern accent just because it's normal.
When you look at the polls and how well Senator Kerry has done, do you think that any of the other candidates have a chance now?
I think that anyone has a chance on Tuesday in Wisconsin. We don't go with the flow. We go with who our heart feels is right.
Still, Wisconsin political observers say it will be tough for Edwards to top Kerry next week. A poll released Tuesday by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel found Kerry with a commanding lead among primary voters. 45% preferred the Massachusetts senator, compared to 13% for General Clark, 12% for Howard Dean, and 9% for Edwards. Political scientist Joe Heim at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse says voters in the state might like Edwards' populist message, but before this week, few had an opportunity to hear it.
He's had virtually no organization here prior to this. He had no TV, very little going on. Other candidates had sent people into the state, had some organization going, and he really got started late here. Given a month, I think he would do very well here. Given a week, we'll see.
Edwards plans to make several more campaign appearances in Wisconsin over the next few days. He's also scheduled two quick visits to California, which is among 10 states holding primaries March 2nd. Friday night, the senator will be a guest on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, a lighthearted opportunity for him to again play the role of optimist. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, La Crosse, Wisconsin.